Well, good morning, and welcome to worship online at Altador Church for this Sunday, October the 2nd. We are very glad that you are with us. This is a communion service, so I invite you to have the elements of bread and wine or juice for our communion later on together. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, Piikani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nation Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together we hope that we can all find authentic community and the true love of God. And our call to worship this morning I invite you to say the words, Jesus, you are the way, guide us on our journey with us. As we follow the way of Christ, we affirm the presence of God amongst us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God calls us to share in worship. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am among them. Jesus, you are the way, guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in prayer. Jesus said, abide in me and I will abide in you. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the scriptures. Jesus met his disciples on the road and opened the scriptures to them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in fellowship in the breaking of bread. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in fellowship and in the breaking of bread. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in service. Jesus said, as you do it for the least of these, you do it for me. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in witnessing to truth and justice. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share a life of sacrificial love. Jesus said, to be my disciples, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in a community open to all. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the good news. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. Amen. Let's pray. We pray, O Lord, that you will indeed guide us on this journey we go on together. And we pray that you will purify our hearts, that they may be worthy to become your dwelling place. Let us never fail to find room for you, but come and abide in us, that we also may abide in you, who were born into the world for us, you who live and reign, King of kings and Lord of lords, now and forevermore. Amen. Our scripture this morning, our first scripture, is found in Psalm 27. I'm reading from the New International Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me and devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent. He set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not hand me over to the desires of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I want to invite you this morning to recite the Apostles' Creed with me. We often recite one of the creeds on a Communion Sunday. We haven't done it for a little while, but I would like us to do that together, and the words will be, follow in front of you. Let us recite. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. The foundations of our faith, isn't that? Let us spend some time together in prayer. Jesus, our true vine of life, in your branches we are nestled, taking shelter and sustenance in the shadow of your strength. With thanksgiving, we celebrate the growth and hope we have found in placing our roots in you. For in life you nourish us, and your Holy Spirit encourages us to reach our full potential in the gifts we have been given, that others may know your love. Lord, make us more than sour grapes and unripe olives. In the hardships of the world, may we look beyond the bitter politics and divisions to find your love at the core of our relationships. There, may all people work with what we have in common, that we might grow to be a people of respect and trust. May our branches bow with the weight of the fruit you have bestowed. Help us to look beyond our own needs, to recognize those who are hungry for food, love, and justice. May we offer others the shelter needed under the weight of your branches, so that they find a rest from the cold and darkness, the hatred and loneliness of this world. Instead, may your Spirit enable us to value the gifts and talents of all. May our leaves soak up your light. When we meet those who are worn down with illness and loneliness, grief and abandonment, may the light of your presence shine in the encounters they have with others, that all might know your compassion. Gardener of all life, as you trim and shape us for your purpose, may we place our prayers into your hands and trust the new seeds may grow from tired and empty thoughts. Jesus Christ, our true vine, in our need we come to you in weakness, needing your strength for we too easily become dry and lifeless without your life-giving spirit. Jesus Christ, the true vine, teach us to remain in you, and so to find your life flowing in us, giving us strength and vigor to our discipleship. And as we come closer to you, our lives are drawn closer to others. Our minds turn to images of violence we have seen on the news, in places of fear and terror, to where people are at loggerheads over race, religion, land, and power. And our thoughts turn to Christians living with persecution who face danger simply for being linked to you. Father, prune back all that stands in the way of peace. Our thoughts turn to people in leadership and power who have decisions to make over the economy and the people whose jobs and livelihood will be affected. We pray for our nation and our leaders. May changes and choices be shaped by the values of your kingdom. And on our hearts are people in need in our own church and community, where hearts are breaking, and bodies are failing, and minds are confused, and families are ruptured. Lord, come with your help and your healing. Here, too, as your church gathered today, we give thanks for the saints of the past and the fruit that they have borne in our community and beyond. And so, like them, help us to remain in you, that we may be fruitful and bring glory to your name. Through Jesus Christ, our true vine, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Our second scripture is a fairly familiar one to most of us, John chapter 15. We're going to read verses 1 to 17, and it is a very impactful passage of scripture, isn't it? And I'm reading from the New International Version once again. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can get bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down his life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we continue our series this morning on the community of God. We have reminded ourselves that everything we are and everything we do as individuals and as a community of Christ followers needs to stem from the foundation of worship. And last week, because of International Day of Peace, we talked about how we, as a community, can be channels of God's peace, which goes beyond our understanding and is so badly needed in our hurting world. Today, I would like this to talk about the importance of the community of God abiding in Christ, just in case you hadn't already figured that out from what we've already read and talked about this morning. Abide means to live, dwell. Well, live where? In the arms of God, in the center of His will. And again, this is one of those things that we need to do both as individuals and corporately. We need to abide in Christ and let God abide in us, and we need to abide in each other. The scripture we just read is probably quite familiar to some of you, and it's a good reminder for all of us. It is the last of the seven I Am passages, and in each one of those, Jesus refers to part of His character, part of who He is, and His place within the Trinity. And He says, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the gate, I am the good shepherd, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the vine. This imagery of the vine would not have been anything new to the people of Israel. Every Jew would have been familiar with vines and fruit and that all that imagery. In the Old Testament, the vine was actually often used as a symbol of Israel itself. God had transplanted the vine into Canaan after the Exodus. But the vine of Israel never was a good vine. It only produced wild grapes, and it never was healthy. And once again, Jesus is taking something ordinary, like a vine, a part of everyday life, and He's transforming it, giving it significance, and then using it to help us understand God better. And this will also come into play in our celebration of the Lord's table in a few minutes, because the vine, the fruit of the vine, is represented there. So Jesus is saying here, I am the true vine, the original vine, the perfect vine that produces much fruit and great fruit. And He's calling all of us to live as branches of His perfect vine. We are the branches. Now, a branch is dead if it doesn't stay connected to the vine or the tree. It gets all of its nutrients from the roots of the tree flowing through the tree. It gets protection from the other branches on the tree or the vine. And we can't be truly healthy unless we, like the branches, are rooted firmly in the perfect living vine of Jesus Christ, living in harmony with the other branches in the vine, in the tree, in community, in the family of God. Abiding in the vine needs to be a daily thing. The word abide here is a progressive verb. Continue to abide, daily, hourly, every minute, abide in Christ. Dwell in Him. Live in the circle of His will. It's also kind of like those verses in Matthew 7 that are all progressive verbs. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Ask, and keep asking. Seek, and keep seeking. Knock, and keep knocking. Abide, and keep abiding. Dwell, and keep dwelling. Stay, don't leave. Don't leave the center of God's will. If you feel far away, it's because you've moved, not God. Abiding in God is like a beautiful, fluid dance. And in the dance of the Trinity, the movement flows back and forth to each other. And when we let God embrace us and lead the dance, it's much easier to stay close, dwelling in His presence, basking in unconditional love and grace. And I don't know about you, but I'm not the greatest dancer because I have a problem following. And so I need to remind myself over and over again to let God lead, and to let God have control. And when that happens, when we bask in the wonderful presence of God, we are more ready to then let the triune God abide in us. We abide in Christ, God abides in us. Letting God dwell in us is crucial to our health, not just spiritual health, to our mental health and our physical health and our emotional health. Allowing the Holy Spirit to live in us and to be our constant companion affects every aspect of our lives and all of our relationships. A branch that is not fully connected to the vine dies, and as we read, it is thrown into the fire. It's useless. Even if the branch is just somewhat connected, it dies. We have to be wholly connected with the vine, not partially. Holy. I think this is one of the problems many of us have. We think we're useless. And maybe we are because we're not anchored to the vine. And we're not getting the life-giving nutrients that are they're not running through us. When we are fully connected to the perfect vine of Jesus Christ, life is much better. And we realize we aren't useless. Rather, we are designed for a purpose. And we live with a purpose. Each one of us is created unique and special by God and loved by Him unconditionally. And we've talked about all of this quite recently as we looked at the lessons from the trees during our Summer Cottage series, church. The trees, the vine of God, has deep, deep, deep roots. There is no way it's going to fall over or blow away, unlike the trees in the Maritimes did recently. Some of the trees out there were huge, but they'd never faced hurricane winds like those of Fiona. No matter how strong the winds of opposition or surge of trials or water, God's perfect vine is always sure, and His protection is always there. And our lives, grounded in Him, can be sure and healthy. And the life of His beloved bride, the church, the community of God, is also sure and healthy when it's firmly rooted in Him. This doesn't mean it will all be rosy and easy. In fact, we're told it won't be. But we know without a shadow of a doubt that He's in the midst of it with us, holding fast and giving us His peace, like we talked about last week. And we certainly felt that over the last few years, haven't we? God has definitely been with us through the storms of COVID. And we have been there for each other too. We have learned and continue to learn to abide with each other. A single branch on a tree is in serious peril when the winds come. Once again, it's another metaphor for living in community, the community of God. But notice the change of phrase. It's not abide in now, rather it's abide with. With, together, walking, working, journeying together, encouraging each other to continue abiding in God and letting God abide in us. Without community, without each other, we would quickly break away. The storms of trials and struggles cause us way more damage than if we stayed connected to the vine together. My granddaughter this week was learning a memory verse from Romans 12:5. In Christ, we, though many, form one body. Each member belongs to all the others. That's community, isn't it? Belonging to each other in Christ. Abiding together. Abiding with each other. Relationships are so much better when we remember that. We, each one, an important and unique part of the body of Christ, belonging together, journeying together through life. In addition, living in community, making ourselves vulnerable, allows others to help us grow and it makes our relationships better. What a blessing it is to truly live in community. And as our relationship with God grows, so too, our relationship with each other improves and becomes more satisfying and life-giving and fruitful. Fruitful. That's a part of all of this. The very idea of a vine is to bear fruit. What did verse 5 that we read say? I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation is intimate and organic, and the harvest is sure to be abundant. That's from the Message. Or, like we read from the NIV, you will bear much fruit. We, as healthy branches of the true vine, will bear much fruit. Fruit that will help us mature and grow as individuals, and it will help our community mature and grow and love others. And fruit that helps the world around us as we show ourselves to be Christ's disciples, as verse 8 says. This kind of fruit is abundant and succulent and juicy. And verse 16 says, it's fruit that lasts. God says, I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. And that's an important part of what the community of God is all about, isn't it? Bearing fruit of God's love for a needy, hungry world and living it to the glory of God. Now I know that in order to grow really good fruit, trees and vines require pruning and suffering, etc. And we've talked about all that quite a bit. But it is an important part of the process. It's just a conversation I'll leave for another day. Today, we need to remind ourselves and each other that God has created us to live in His community. He gives us the example of the perfect community, the Trinity, and they live in perfect union and communion, and they invite us to join with them in this. God longs for us to abide in Christ and let God abide in us and abide with each other. Oh God, I pray that you help us to be that. That you help us to learn how crucial and essential, how wonderful it is to abide in you and that you abide in us. And to abide with each other. As we continue to become the community of God that you have created us to be. Amen. And so we come. We come to the table of the Lord. We come following the example of our triune God in union and communion to celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Friday was Truth and Reconciliation Day in Canada, a very important day. And we need to remember that Jesus, too, was all about truth and reconciliation. He came as the truth and the way. One of the I Am statements, I am the truth and the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And he came so that each one of us would be reconciled to God through his death and resurrection. And that's what we celebrate at the Lord's table. As we eat this bread and drink the fruit of the vine. Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 11, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's pray. Father God, we do indeed give you thanks as we remember you. And we thank you. Thank you for the way that you have been truth and reconciliation to each of us. May we be that to others. Work in us, we pray. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for you, and be thankful. Amen. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink this in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Let us pray. Jesus, our perfect and true vine, as we take this cup, the symbol of a vine, we pray that you will help us to become the community of God you've created us to be, and that you will help us to produce abundant, good fruit that will help each one of us to grow, this community to grow, and that we may continue to be your hands and feet to this needy world. Be with us, we pray. Amen. The symbol of Christ's blood, shed for each one of us and for all people everywhere. And be thankful. Amen. And now, God the Father, who sent his Spirit upon his Son, bless you with the presence of his Spirit. Jesus, who received the Spirit and manifested the Father, abide in you and make you a manifestation of his life. And God, the Spirit, who came upon Christ in the fullness of power, empower you to live a life of faith to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.